seemed like nothing went right after that fumble right before halftime.
Well, the effort was there, and we fought. Too many plays in the second half, too many big plays. The fumble can't happen. You can't turn the ball over in your territory right before the half. We still have momentum. We might have grown as a team with this loss. So the guys start believing in each other, and they played hard. We just can't have the mistakes here and there. It was different. This time they were jumping out of gaps against Buffalo. I was more pleased with the front seven this time. There's some things on the perimeter that got out that we got to correct, and some of the young guys played young at times and gave up some plays, but for the most part, the interior-wise up front, I thought they were where they're supposed to be. Well, we missed tackles. It should have been a four-yard gain, but we missed a tackle and it went for six. Always fundamental when you drop the ball. There wasn't at that point, but they're starting to be.
Can that have a ripple effect? And it's easy to say because they ran it up on you guys in the second half. But can that one play really have a tangible impact on?
No, it actually didn't, obviously. Things are going to happen in the game in a bad way. You got to respond and react. And we were fine at halftime. We came out with some fight in the third quarter and fourth quarter. We just made some blunders. Consistently, not very good at all. Winters has an abdomen, and Bishop has an ankle. No, Steve was fine, as far as I know. No, we're mixing them in and out. Obviously, we wanted to get McGuire some touches because he brings us some juice as well. When you got three running backs that do certain things, you try to get them as many reps as possible. It seemed to work out today. I'm absolutely confident. It's a different guy here and there, and at some times the young guys play young and they got to get better, but we were in the game, we had a fighting chance, and we can't afford, we're not good enough to correct our mistakes and win the game. We got to play pretty good and sound football, and at times we didn't. I watched the film on Darren, but he played hard like everybody else. I need more from everybody. We lost, and we need more from everybody on the field.
He didn't have any sacks. How much did he blitz in this game?
We could watch any film from last year. He's hardly touched. He gets rid of the ball very well. He throws people open, and they have a good mix where he does get rid of the ball. He got some pressure, and we hurry some throws, but at the same time, we got to make plays covering the guy. It's a double-edged sword when you got some great receivers out there as well. So you kind of pick and choose, but he gets rid of the ball very fast.
How did you feel in your O-line performance?
I look at the film. There were some holes in there. We ran the ball a little better than we have. We just got to keep grinding at it. We made some progress, but not enough to win, so we got to keep working at it. It's very small. Obviously, it's very small. We got new guys. We got young guys. We got guys that are here. It's very small. As we come together, we got to make sure that we're on point on everything. We can't afford to give games away and give plays away and try to make up for them.
Are you encouraged by the chemistry that Josh can remain in
the? It's a start. After the loss, I'm not encouraged by it too much, but it's a start, and they made some plays. We just got to keep grinding at it and make some more. No, they didn't try to do too much this week. It was a guy here or a guy there. I thought they got better from a certain standpoint and some things in the fourth quarter. Two plays you just like to have back and some missed tackles.
How do you know you have a young team scoring margin for error, but how does it for you to swallow 45 points as a guy who came
forward
in this league?
It's tough to swallow 3 points if you lose. It's tough to swallow a loss. So 45, 3, 10, it doesn't matter. We got to win the ball game. Well, just the fight and the belief in each other. Obviously, the fight and the belief in each other were there in the second half, and they're starting to take over their own team and hold each other accountable. But we just got to correct the mistakes, so we'll keep grinding.
So obviously, Bryce was two. What led to that?
Bryce has been too. I just didn't feel like playing him the first week. He had a full week of practice. I didn't like the way it looked, so I held him out.
Will he be the number two for the foreseeable future?
Yes, he will. Yeah.